following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
It's interesting that as winter will not go away in Wisconsin, I'm going to open this hour with a topic that has a lot to do with bicycles. And it's true, even at this time of year in Wisconsin, you see the occasional bicycle. Now, this is a story that takes place in one Wisconsin city, but it is a parable for every Wisconsin city. Yeah, every day, Jason, to see that one go by, that same guy, right? Yeah, by the studio. No matter how much snow, does he have chains on that thing? It almost looks like he would have to. The sidewalk out there is usually. No, it isn't plowed? Oh, no. Well, good for him then. Now, last summer, my family and I vacationed in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I told you the stories of the militant bicyclists. If you walk on the Golden Gate Bridge, they've done this thing where they have two lanes. Now, just listen to this. They have two lanes. One is the walking lane. One is the bicycle lane. But they're both two ways, okay? So you've got pedestrians going, well, what direction is the Golden Gate run? Anyway, you have you've got pedestrians going two ways, and you've got bicyclists going two ways. And back in the 30s, whenever they finished the Golden Gate, it wasn't made for that. There and anywhere else that you will encounter bicycles, they will run you over. They own the roads. They own the sidewalks. They believe that they own San Francisco, Santa Cruz. We had it happen there, too. And that's because those cities have been pushing, and the goal is to get people out of their cars and on bicycles. They're not trying to make it easier for people who would ride bicycles by choice. They're trying to make it more difficult for people who would drive cars. They've succeeded. This movement started out west, and where they are turning more in cities, turning more and more street space into bike lanes. Green Bay has done this. Appleton, 4 years ago, not quite, about 3.5 years ago, passed a very comprehensive plan. Apparently, nobody noticed or didn't really understand what the plan was. Last week, I and others in the Green Bay media received this news release, I would call it, from this group that is upset that East Fremont Street in Appleton is now going to lose parking space to add bike lanes. And they went out, and a couple of TV stations actually covered it because they could point their cameras at people with petitions knocking on doors. And the opponents went out and knocked on doors, trying to get the city to change its plans. But the reality is, this is an extensive, long-term, I think it's 20 years, 20-year plan to add a whole lot of bike lanes in Appleton. As I said, Green Bay has done this. Other cities in Wisconsin are doing this. Now, I don't know if they're going to have any success in Appleton of stopping this tide. In fact, what the city is throwing out there is the on-street bicycle lane plan, council approved unanimously on September 15th, 2010, 4 years ago. And most of the residents there just didn't seem to realize what this was. They say it had extensive media coverage. Whatever that is, I don't know. But people didn't really notice it. Then city of staff started, I can't remember if it's a 10-year plan or 20-year plan, implementing this plan. Here's the plan. Here's what's happened so far. 15.6 miles of bike lanes were created in 2011, 2012, 2013. 2.4 miles of bike lanes will be constructed in 2014. 4 miles of bike lanes are proposed to be retrofitted onto existing streets in 2014. Retrofitted means you just take some of what's already there. So what are some of the goals of this plan? At least they don't hide it. At least they're honest about it. Increase the number of commuters that bicycle to work, mode of transportation, not just recreation. They're trying to make the streets more accommodating to bicyclists so more people in the snow belt of Wisconsin will ride bikes rather than drive cars. By the way, when TV News, the two stations that did cover this over the weekend, as someone pointed out to me, because we've had so much snow, that bike lane is over 50% covered right now and not navigable because of the snow. This is in San Francisco. By the way, I'm not proposing it for San Francisco. It was a nightmare there. It's even worse. And yes, Jason, we will take calls on this. It's even worse here. Develop a well-connected bicycle network that links a variety of destinations together into a cohesive transportation plan. Look, as they point out, the goal is to get people out of cars and on bikes. Benefits of bike lanes. Mode shift. When asked, what would cause you to start or increase your cycling? Over 62% of 13,000 women surveyed across the U.S. responded, more bike lanes. This was the number one bicycle facility requested by women by a large margin. Cost effectiveness. The provision of 6-foot bike lanes results in a 9-to-1 benefit to cost ratio. I don't even know where they get that. Bike lane research. Bike lanes cut injury risk. Yeah, because you give more of the roads to bicyclists, which cause traffic jams. Yeah. Streets with bike lanes are safer than those without. Well, yeah, when you start giving up traffic space to bicycles, absolutely. Texas Transportation Institute study found that the wider the lane, the faster drivers drive. So what they're saying is the goal here is to slow down traffic and make it safer. You're not going to force all of us in onto bicycles. But that's the goal. Now, by the way, there is someone who is the face of the opposition of this. And I remember in 2008, we took up this story. His name is Rob Anderson. When the city of San Francisco started this program, he filed suit saying they didn't do an environmental impact study. Environmentalists said, hey, you don't have to do an environmental impact study on an environmental project because green is always good. And he said, well, no, here's evidence that suggests that by adding more bike lanes, you slow down motor traffic and you increase pollution. You're not going to pull us all out of our cars. It's not going to happen. And this isn't just an effort, as at least the city of Appleton is honest, this isn't just an effort to make it safer for bicyclists. It's to get more of you riding bikes. This is insane. If I don't want to ride a bike, I'm not going to ride a damn bike. And what happened is, while Appleton and other cities were sleeping, other communities, what the city did, cities started doing, is what Appleton is doing, taking up more and more of your traffic space for bicycles. Green Bay has done this in certain areas, too. It's going to be more and more and more, and I'm telling you, and it's not even a covert effort, is to push motor vehicles out in favor of bikes. As dumb as that is in the Sun Belt, and as potentially counterproductive as that is in the Sun Belt, because it leads to traffic congestion, it's moronic in the Snow Belt. To Carrie in Green Bay. Carrie, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader
Show. Good morning, Jerry. You're exactly right. The very first stimulus plan that Obama had, a ton of money went to bicycle shops, and another clue was a ton of money went to bow and arrow shops. So that's a heads up what he's about guns and all. You're right. He wants to get us all on bikes.
It's not just President Obama, though. I mean, this has been the dream of the environmental left for a long time. And people who should know better, like Green Bay's mayor, has also fallen into this trap. Remember that brilliant, if you're listening in Green Bay, that brilliant bicycle giveaway Well, it wasn't supposed to be a bicycle giveaway. It was supposed to be... You know, it's too bad that some talk show host didn't warn Jim Schmidt, the mayor here, that those bikes would disappear. It's just tragic. Eileen in Nina. Eileen, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Well, good morning, Jerry. And I don't know a lot about the politics behind all these implementations, but I have an idea to make it more cost-effective if they just made certain streets one-way. And then you parking can still be on both sides of the street, and then usually there's a lane put on next to the park, like the parked car is next to the curb, then there's a small lane, and then a full lane of traffic, and then the other side still has parking. This happens in D.C. where I work part of the year, and I know as just a biker my whole life, just because I enjoy it and it makes sense to me, that I would like it to be a little safer. I'm not trying to make everybody else bike by any means, but it's a viable mode of transportation for many months of the year, and I would like the opportunity to be safer doing it.
And I know you're well-intentioned, Eileen, but here's my counter-argument to that. I don't want to start changing traffic patterns to accommodate bicyclists. Yes, they have a right to be on the road, and I'm fine with that. And if we can create something to make it safer for them and make some changes, I'm okay. But the reality is, and again, I have it right here, City of Appleton DPW traffic section, February 25th, 2014, responding to this. And Eileen, they say very clearly, one of the goals, in fact, it's the first goal that they mention in doing this, is crystal clear. They want to increase the number of commuters that bicycle to work, mode of transportation, not just recreation. They don't want to make it easier for you. They want to gobble up more and more of the street space to make it more difficult for me.
Right. Well, in some respect, if you think about it, it's over time, it's like the electrical wires. You know, a long time ago when it was just easier and cheaper to put them overhead, and it always looks so nice when they've been buried in certain subdivisions and areas. I mean, it's just kind of what things were going on. Well, I understand that might be the reason for the biking, but I'm just saying if you look at it in a way of just doing certain streets, like I was just suggesting, I think that could be a viable option.
It's possible, but I do not like the idea of screwing with traffic patterns to accommodate bicyclists. To Rosemary in Sheboygan. Rosemary, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning. I don't know if you know it, but we have the same thing. The bike lanes are being painted in the streets.
How much of Sheboygan have they done so far, Rosemary?
They've done a lot of them. They've done Superior Avenue all the way out, Taylor Drive all the way out.
Taylor Drive? Okay, for those... they really? On Taylor Drive, for those of you not aware of Sheboygan, that's Sheboygan's belt line. They really? They did it on Taylor, huh?
Yeah. And they're having problems with the traffic moving now.
Well, yeah, because...
They'll go over to the right lane to make a right turn, and they won't make it to left lane and left turn.
When you get past that area just south of 23 on Taylor, is it still 35 miles an hour?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so it's then 35 miles an hour all the way down to Washington there? Mm-hmm. Is that still the case?
It's 35 beyond. It's 35 beyond Washington.
Yeah, that's the problem, Rosemary. Thanks for the call. That's the problem. Take one more call on this in this segment. We can take more, but I mean, just for right now. Chris in Green Bay, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, I just, you know, this whole thing about a one-way street, that creates more emissions because people are going to have to drive around the block to get to where they're going, and I don't buy the one-way street deal.
I understand.
The other thing
go
is,
ahead.
You know, people have phones, they have stuff they got to take with them, the bicycle thing, and with the weather, bicycle is like a nice day kind of thing. Like riding a motorcycle, it's not the answer. Sorry,
Chris. Thanks a lot for the call. And again, I know where she was coming from, but that no, you're saying inconvenience motorists. This isn't a matter of sharing the roadway with a handful of people that want to ride bikes. It's trying to make it much easier for them and much more difficult for you, and trying to push you out of your car. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 9:21.
All I want to do is just play some more. I can't feel my legs, and I probably never did.
The Jerry Bader Show.